Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday, where we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples and the beginning of our church. Normally, you'll see priests and deacons wear red to celebrate memorials and feasts for martyrs, those who have been killed for their faith, their testimony in Jesus Christ. But at Pentecost, red signifies the presence of the Holy Spirit and how the disciples on that day were filled with the Holy Spirit and able to speak in foreign tongues. How well do you know the Holy Spirit? What would you say if someone asked you, what is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Would you say you are filled with the Holy Spirit? Or maybe three-fourths full? Wait a minute. We'll do a visual, because I happen to have a Holy Spirit meter, okay? So, a quarter full, half full, three-fourths, or maybe all the way full of the Holy Spirit. Where are you? As the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit has been sent to us as believers in Christ to strengthen our faith in so many ways and to be an advocate for us when we pray to God. Through our belief in Jesus Christ, we already have the Holy Spirit inside of us. But do we allow ourselves to have such a relationship with this Spirit so that everything we think about, we say, or we do, all of it reflects the fullness of the Spirit within us and our willingness to share that Spirit with others? Catholic tradition has it that the Holy Spirit offers us seven gifts. And guess what? They're free! Line up. We should pray for these seven gifts. They're wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of God. And that fear of God is not fear of punishment, but it's fear that we would somehow sever that relationship with our God. St. Thomas Aquinas, a scripture scholar and one of the doctors of our church, he developed, but this is back in the 1200s, so over 1,000 years ago, he developed an interpretation for each of these gifts that has become the church's standard, and you can look these up. But in paragraph 1831 of our catechism, it names the seven gifts, and it states, this is important, they make the faithful, that's us, docile in readily obeying divine inspirations. Ever been inspired by the Holy Spirit? Do you obey that inspiration? I don't know about you, I'm constantly praying for the three, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Constantly praying for that. Being truly filled with the Holy Spirit can help you make better decisions. And I know this, and I'm going to share an example I thought about this past week. A number of years ago, I was bringing one of my sons home from an AAU basketball game. Actually, it was a practice. It was during the week. It was about 10 o'clock. And I was driving east on I-74, just east of town here. There weren't a lot of cars out on the road that time of night, but there was a Jeep. Maybe about a half mile in front of me. As I'm driving, I notice the Jeep suddenly, erratically really, starts swerving to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. And finally, it speeds up and it ends up rolling into the median. I immediately handed my cell phone to my son, told him to dial 911. I pulled the car over to the right side of the emergency lane of the interstate to see what we could do. My son gets 911 on the phone and hands the phone back to me. It's dark. It's scary. The few vehicles coming along seem so loud. And I say to my son, maybe we should just wait. Wait for 911 to get here. My son, he doesn't really hesitate. He says, Dad, we got to go. They need our help. So now we're out of the car, running across the eastbound lanes of the interstate, entering into the median with high grass. I'm still talking on the phone while worried my son's going to get hurt as he runs ahead to the Jeep and declares that no one's in the Jeep. He weaves back and forth through the grass and finally finds the driver 200 to 300 feet from the Jeep, sprawled out in the grass. Recently trained in CPR, my son, he says he thinks he feels a faint pulse. At the same time, a big semi-truck has just now stopped in the westbound lane, stopped all the traffic, and I see police lights and a state trooper walking toward us. The trooper examines the driver and announces fairly quickly that the driver, a young woman, has died. I know my son and I both felt so sad. We were hoping, I guess, that, as most people would, in some way, she could have been saved. And so it was over. We went home, still somewhat in shock, and my son and I, we tell my wife about the experience we just had. I expected her to show some kind of emotion, maybe some sympathy or some, ask for details, more details about what we saw, what we were involved in. But she didn't. She just turned to me and asked in a serious voice. She said, did you pray for her? Did you ask the Holy Spirit for help? Did you baptize her? My heart sank. I hadn't even thought of that. My meter reader would have been on the low side, I'd say. If I had specifically asked the Holy Spirit for guidance that night, could she have survived? Would she have survived? Had I even thought to baptize her, not knowing if she was or not? She was unconscious, laying there. I'm sure my Holy Spirit meter would have been on low. As Catholics, my wife and I were taught that in times where there is danger of death, that not only priests, but any one of the laity can baptize an unbaptized person. And if in doubt about the person's status, assume unbaptized and baptize them. As Catholics, we should all know that through baptism, we receive remission of our sins, become adopted sons and daughters of God, and are made into new creations by water and the Holy Spirit. In John 3:5, Jesus says to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Does this mean that if the young woman who died that night, if she had not been baptized, that she would not be able to get into heaven? Fortunately, we have this. In our catechism, again, it says, not necessarily. Although being baptized makes a clear path to heaven, but in paragraph 1260, it says, every man, that would mean woman too, who is ignorant of the gospel of Christ and of his church, but seeks the truth and does the will of God in accordance with his understanding of it, they can be saved. It may be supposed in that case that such person would have desired baptism explicitly if they had known of its necessity. I do believe the Holy Spirit helped guide my son and I that night to help find the driver. But if I had been more filled with the Holy Spirit, I would have prayed over her and I would have baptized her. Through our belief in Jesus Christ, we already have the Holy Spirit inside of us. But do we allow ourselves to have such a relationship with this Spirit so that everything we think, we say, and we do reflects the fullness of that one Spirit and our willingness to share it with others? I leave you with this from John in our gospel today. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you, and you, and you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."